Retro hits and headlines with Jill Hardiker.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
Remember then. Hello, well, it's back to the 80s this time. Back to the year written about by George Orwell. The year when we lost pound notes to coins, a new airline was born, the first untethered spacewalk took place, and simmering tensions between the mine workers and the government boiled over. It's 1984, and this is Kenny Loggins. Loose there, kicking off the Retro Hits and Headlines show for this time. We're looking at May 1984 and have I got some cracking tracks to play you in the next hour. We've got Queen, we've got Lionel Richie, we've got Phil Collins, Wham and Duran Duran, some iconic acts from the 1980s with their best singles. So let's have a look at 1984. Well, this was the year when Margaret Thatcher was Prime Minister for the Conservatives. The US President was Ronald Reagan for the Republicans. Surprise, surprise, with Cilla Black hit our screens. And on the 5th of May, the Herries song Digi-Loo, Digi-Lay won the Eurovision Song Contest for Sweden in Luxembourg. And we came 6th. And this is Queen. Fabulous voice of Freddie Mercury there leading Queen and I Want to Break Free. Peaked at number three and was 3 weeks there, written by bass guitarist John Deacon. And it was from the album The Works. And the video that went with it, you'll all remember, it was a parody of Corrie and they were all dressed in drag. Caused quite a bit of controversy in the US. Well, you're listening to the Retro Hits and Headlines show with me, Jill Hardiker, and we are looking at May 1984. It's great to have your company and I hope you'll stay for the full hour because there's some fantastic music to come. Let's have a look at some events that took place in May 1984. Well, on the 2nd of May, the Liverpool International Garden Festival opened in Liverpool, surprisingly enough. And on the 8th of May, the Thames Barrier, which was designed to protect London from floods, was opened by the Queen. On the 23rd of May, a methane gas explosion at Abbeystead Water Treatment Works in Lancashire killed 16 people. And on the 29th of May, fighting at Orgrave Colliery between police and striking miners left 64 people injured. And the following day, Arthur Scargill was arrested and charged with obstruction at Orgrave. He was the leader of the miners' union. And also on the 30th of May, the Queen officially opened a new terminal at Birmingham International Airport. The terminal replaced the original one that had opened in 1939. This is the Style Council from their debut album Café Bleu. This was written by Paul Weller, who used to be in The Jam, and joined Mick Talbot from Dexys Midnight Runners to form the Style Council, moving to a more soulful direction. This one peaked at number five.
Oh, I could be discontent. Chips of rainbows and I might win much more, but lose all that is mine. I could be at a loss, but I know I'm not. I'm content just with the riches that you bring. Oh, I might shift the wind and commit the sin. Thank you.
you're the best for me. You come to rock my dreams, but take the chains from me. Oh, I'm so of me. Baby, you're the best for me. You come to rock my dreams, but take the chains from me.
Hits and Headlines show, we like to set a little quiz for you to think about whilst you're listening to all this fantastic music. And it's always related to something to do with the month and the year that we're looking at. So, as we're looking at May 1984, these are the quiz questions for today. In May 1984, we lost three famous British people. One was an actress, blonde. One was a comedian, very funny. And the other was a poet, a very good poet indeed. So I'm going to give you an audio clue for each one and you've got to try and guess who they are. So this is a clip to help you try and guess who the actress was.
Well, when I first went to Hollywood in 1956, it was when Hollywood was still as it was glamorous, it was terrifying.
So who do you think that might be? A famous British actress. Let's have a listen to the clip to give you a clue about the comedian now.
You're playing all the wrong notes.
I'm playing all the right notes, but not necessarily in the right order. I'll give you that.
I think that's probably the easiest of the three. And here's the poet. Who's this?
The bells of waiting Advent ring. The tortoise stove is lit again.
So those three people all died in May 1984, which is the month and the year that we're looking at here on the Retro Hits and Headlines show. And I'll give you the answers to that toward the end of the show. Now then, let's have some more music. This is Lionel Richie. And he's saying hello.
My dreams, I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you. Sunlight in your hair, and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello,
Are you somewhere feeling lonely? Or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
Number one from his third album, Can't Slow Down. And he's sold over 90 million records worldwide. He's very, very good, isn't he? You're listening to the Retro Hits and Headlines show with me, Jill Hardiker, and this time we're looking at May 1984. Let's have a look at some sport that was happening in May 1984. Now, I'm a big Rugby League fan, and on the 5th of May, the Rugby League Challenge Cup final took place. Widnes were appearing at Wembley for the seventh time in the last 10 years, while Wigan were making their first appearance since 1970. Widnes were the winners by a fairly one-sided encounter, a score of 19-6, with Joe Lydon winning the Lance Todd Trophy. On May the 12th, Liverpool FC secured a third consecutive league title and the 15th in the club's history, despite being held to a nil-all draw away at Notts County. On the 19th of May, Everton won the FA Cup, their first major trophy for 14 years, with a 2-0 win over Watford in the final at Wembley Stadium. The goals were scored by Andy Gray and Graham Sharp. And in tennis, on the 28th of May, the French Open began and Ivan Lendl won his first Grand Slam by defeating John McEnroe. And in the women's final, Martina Navratilova defeated Chris Evert. On the 30th of May, Liverpool won the European Cup for the fourth time with a penalty shootout victory over AS Roma of Italy after a 1-1 draw in the final at Olympic Stadium Roma. This meant that Liverpool, having won the Football League First Division and the Football League Cup this season, were the first English club to win three major trophies in the same season. And this was in the charts. This is Bob Marley and One Love.
Who has hurt all mankind? feel alright. Let's get together and feel alright.
One more thing.
Let's get together to fight this holy Armageddon.
One love.
So when the man comes, there will be no, no doom.
One song.
Have pity on those whose chances grow ten. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation.
Yeah, yeah.
One love.
What about the one?
One heart.
What about the
let's get together and feel alright.
I'm pleading to mankind.
One love.
One heart.
One heart. Give thanks and praise to the Lord. And I will feel alright.
Taking you back down memory lane with Jill Hardiker's Retro Hits and Headlines.
And in the UK, they wore oversized T-shirts on the video designed by Catherine Hammett saying choose life. Told you we got some crackers today, didn't I? So while we're on the subject of cracking music, let's have a look at what the Brit Awards were for this year. The best classical recording was won by Kiri Takanua for Songs of the Auvergne. And the best international artist was Michael Jackson. The best British breakthrough artist was Paul Young. And the best British female artist was Annie Lennox. The best British group were Culture Club, and the best British male solo artist was David Bowie. The best-selling single was Culture Club's Karma Chameleon, and the Outstanding Contribution Award went to George Martin. The Sony Award for Technical Excellence went to Spandau Ballet. And this was also in the charts. This is Phil Collins. Against All Odds.
Just let you walk away, just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do?
In the top 20 and peaked at number 2 for Phil Collins. It was recorded for the soundtrack to the film of the same name, and the song has actually twice reached number 1 in the UK singles charts, with cover versions, one of Mariah Carey and the boy band Westlife in September 2000, and on a second occasion by Steve Brookstein, who was the first X Factor winner, in January 2005. You're listening to the Retro Hits and Headlines show with me, Jill Hardiker, and we're having a peek at May 1984. Let's have a look at some people who were born in this month. On the 8th of May, Martin Compston, the Scottish actor and former professional footballer, actually, known for his role as the anti-corruption unit detective Sergeant Steve Arnott in the BBC crime drama Line of Duty. The 14th of May, Mark Zuckerberg, the American founder and CEO of Facebook, was born, as was Ollie Mers, the singer-songwriter. On the 17th of May, Michael David Rosenberg, better known as Passenger, a singer-songwriter also. On the 22nd of May, Clara Amfo, the DJ, she was born. And on the 24th of May, Sarah Hagen, American actress who was Amanda in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And finally, on the 29th of May, Laverne Cox, the American actress and LGBT advocate. Here's Denise Williams, and let's hear it for the boy. Peaked at number two this one. She's won 4 Grammys and had 12 nominations altogether.
Bringing your memories back with Jill Hardiker.
Now then, let's give you a quick reminder of the quiz that we're running on the show today. We're in May 1984 and we lost 3 famous people during that time. One was an actress, blonde. One was a comedian, I think very, very funny, and the other one was a very good poet. So I'm going to give you three clips, three audio clips, and see if you can guess who they are. This is the first one. This is the actress.
Well, when I first went to Hollywood in 1956, it was when Hollywood was still, as it was glamorous, it was terrifying.
So do you know who she was? And what about this one, the famous comedian?
You're playing all the wrong notes.
I'm playing all the right notes. But not necessarily in the right order. I'll give you that.
I love that. And the last one was a very famous poet. So who's this?
The bells of waiting Advent ring. The tortoise stove is lit again.
So who are those three people who died in May 1984? And I'll tell you the answers to that at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Duran Duran there on the Retro Hits and Headlines show. That one was 4 weeks at number one. Now then, let's have a look at some films that you might have gone to see in May 1984, which is the month and the year that we're looking at here on the Retro Hits and Headlines show. Police Academy, a group of good-hearted but incompetent misfits enter the Police Academy, but the instructors there are not going to put up with their pranks. That one was directed by Hugh Wilson and starred Steve Guttenberg, G.W. Bailey and Kim Cattrall. Secret Places. This film follows the story of schoolgirls in England during World War II. And that was from the novel by Janice Elliott. And that starred Marie-Thérèse Rellin, Tara McGowan, Claudine Auger and Jenny Agutter. And finally, Amityville 3D. A reporter moves into the ominous Long Island house to debunk the recent supernatural events and finds himself besieged by the evil manifestations which are connected to a demon lurking in the basement. Ooh, that sounds very frightening. And that one starred Tony Roberts, Tess Harper, Robert Joy and Meg Ryan. This is Rufus and Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody.
Playing the best variety of music and bringing back the memories. This is Jill Hardiker.
I'm gonna do. I let myself go. And now we fly.
Well, we're rapidly coming to the end of our journey back to May 1984. So it's time to give you the answers to the quiz that I set you right at the beginning of the show. In May 1984, we lost three famous British people. One was an actress, one was a comedian, and the other was a poet. Who were they? Well, here we go with the clips again, and I'll give you the answers.
Well, when I first went to Hollywood in 1956, it was when...
So
Hollywood
the first
was
one was Diana Dawes, and she died on the 4th of May.
You're playing all the
and the second one was Eric Morecambe, and he died on the 28th of May.
In the right order.
And the third one was John Betjeman, who died on the 19th of May. So if you got them all, well done. Here's Ultravox. Well, that's it. We've come to the end of our show about 1984, May 1984. I hope you've enjoyed all the music that I've been playing. So all that's left for me to do is to say thank you very much for listening. And I'm going to leave you with the Thompson twins, named after the bumbling detectives in Hergé's comic strip, The Adventures of Tintin. This is You Take Me Up, and it reached number 4. So until next time, goodbye.
I work on the front line. I work to survive. And I sleep in a field.